Today is Tuesday, March 26th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Today's episode is brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. You don't have to imagine anymore because Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I recently got the European linen high-waisted shorts and they were perfection. So comfortable and chic, plus they're affordable at $30 a pair. So if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe for the summer without breaking the bank, be sure to check out Quince. Indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments today regarding the constitutionality of the abortion medication mifepristone. Mifepristone accounts for 63% of abortions in the U.S. in the last year. And if the court rules to limit access, this would also affect people even in states where abortion is currently legal. In terms of the legal question at hand, the court is hearing arguments over whether the FDA was within its constitutional authority when it expanded access to mifepristone by taking a number of measures. For instance, making it easier to obtain through the mail, reducing the number of in-person visits required by a patient who takes the pill from 3 to 1 visit, permitting more healthcare providers to prescribe it, and allowing it to be taken at up to 10 weeks of gestation, up from 7. In terms of the medical case at hand, mifepristone has had FDA approval since the year 2000, and studies have repeatedly shown that adverse effects are extremely rare, with less than 1% of cases requiring hospitalization. And in terms of the moral case, that is a question obviously best left to Clarence Thomas and Harlan Crow, of course. A New York State appeals court ruled yesterday to reduce the bond required in Donald Trump's civil fraud case from $464 million to $175 million, and has given him an extension of 10 days to post the bond. File this one under Don't Even Get Me Started. But when one legal battle is won, Donald is faced with yet another. He appeared in court for a hearing yesterday to set the start date of his criminal trial for violating campaign finance laws when he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 worth of hush money. And the start date for the criminal trial of America's most diligent taxpayer will be, of all days, April 15th. Somehow, this is the start of Donald's very first criminal trial, as all his previous trials to actually begin so far have all been civil. It's likely that he'll have to go head-to-head in this case with his old fixer, Michael Cohen, yet again, in another battle of New York borough accents. After a series of frightening events, Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun announced that he is stepping down, as is the CEO of the commercial airplane unit Stan Deal, effective immediately. The chairman of the board, Larry Kellner, also won't be up for re-election this year, and will be succeeded by another board member, the former CEO of Qualcomm, Steve Mollenkopf. I've personally never been so relieved to see that I'm flying an Airbus. For our final story, yesterday, the UN passed a resolution for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, making this the first successful ceasefire resolution since Hamas's attack on October 7th. Although the US abstained from voting, they had also introduced a similar resolution for a ceasefire, but one that's tied to the release of the remaining hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded by canceling his planned diplomatic visit to Washington, D.C., in a move that I'm sure will win over many friends in the United States. It's like the relief of when someone cancels plans you didn't even want to have, times a million. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.